You can watch the Streamer Spotlight series live on Twitch Sundays at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. twitch.tv/TIGHEFIGHTERX1. That's twitch.tv/TIEFIGHTERX1. What is up? I am TIEFIGHTER X1, and welcome to another edition of the Streamer Spotlight series. This week, we have Zazaboo. You see his icon right there. He's a great streamer, a great personality. Super stoked to have him on the show tonight. So, with that, let's play something for him.
You're talking to the Rolex-wearing...
And we will get started.
Gift-stealing, woo, wheeling-dealing, limousine riding, jet flying, son of a gun, and I'm having a hard
That is
time.
Not Zazaboo. one second, we'll fix that. There he is. Look at that sharp-dressed man. How are you, sir?
I am better than I deserve, man. How are you?
Better than yesterday, my dude. Why don't we start it off with you just explaining who you are, what you stream, and when you stream.
So, I'm Zazaboo. My name is Brian. But I stream pretty much whatever I feel like. I'm a variety streamer, so I'll play pretty much anything. Not well, I'll add. But I like to play Realm Royale every Saturday night. I play that with my nephew Jake. He likes to talk a little smack, and we have fun, and we play with our guests. And you know, other than that, I stream on Tuesday nights at 9, Thursday nights at 7, or strike that, it's reverse, 7 to 9, and then Fridays and Saturdays 7 to whenever I go catatonic. But yeah, like to play lots of different games, and I love to play with my community.
Awesome, awesome. So you, I know you said Realm Royale. I have a few questions for you as I pull them up. The Realm Royale, kind of talked about what that is, and in case people don't know.
So it's kind of like a Royale shooter game, sort of like Fortnite. There's no building in it, which helps me because I'm terrible at that. I tried playing that with Jake, my little smack talker. Discouraged me because he's way better than me. So we switched to Realm Royale and got into playing that during a community night with Next Level, and been kind of hooked on it ever since.
Awesome, awesome.
Yeah, go ahead. It's a lot of fun.
Okay,
you done? And I like to do Legend of Zelda speed runs too.
Yes, we see the randomizer and the VOD. So we'll talk about that here in a little while. But first, let's get to some Twitch news. Okay. First piece is Dr. Lupo. Do you know who Dr. Lupo is?
Kind of, yeah.
He streams Fortnite.
Yeah.
Dr. Lupo is leveraging his platform this month to raise money for St. Jude's Children's Hospital as an official ambassador for Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. He's already raised over $3 million, which is incredible. So, wow. You know, you see a lot of the major Twitch streamers doing a lot of community work and raising money for these things. So what are your thoughts on that?
I think it's great. Anytime that you can help out, especially children's hospitals, because they tend to do so much charity work themselves by taking on kids that maybe can't afford treatment, or they have specialized diseases that are only affecting children. So I think it's great. I think any kind of volunteer work is a top-notch thing to get involved in.
Awesome. There's a streamer called Bees on My Head TV. I've never heard of them, but he's been suspended for an in real life Twitch stream gone wrong. That's really hard to say, actually. The popular Twitch streamer was riding around in his car with his friends. He stopped in a parking lot when he noticed a car approaching in the distance. The streamer got out of his car to investigate when another man started firing shots, causing him to throw his camera down and run. The person firing shots then took the streamer's car. The Twitch streamer to Twitter, stating he was okay, but not everything is out about what exactly happened with him, what's going on with the car. His account's been suspended from Twitch, most likely due for the insane incident that unfolded during the stream. Take on in real life, and once again, I can't say that, streams, people's safety, and then Twitch suspending the channel.
So I'm guessing that Twitch probably suspended the channel just because there's probably an ongoing investigation about the incident. I mean, shots fired in a Grand Theft Auto seems like it's probably a pretty serious thing.
Right.
I appreciate that they take that kind of thing seriously, because that's pretty crazy. Now, have they booted him from the platform? Because I mean, I feel like he should still be allowed to stream if he wants to, unless he did something wrong. And it doesn't sound to me like he did anything wrong. He just happened to, you know, be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know anything about the incident other than what you just told me. So maybe they were, I don't know, were they taunting the guy?
So somebody in the comments said that they drove by them and you could hear somebody say, "What the are you looking at?" So I don't know. I mean, and it's a nice car. So, but what about in real life streams? Do you watch any in real life streams, and how do you feel about people paying more attention to their Twitch than their surroundings, right? Because that seems a little dangerous, if you ask me.
Yeah, I mean, while driving, absolutely. The only sort of in real life streams I watch that aren't video games would be like some artwork. But that's about it. And I think one time I did a 60-second IRL video. Just thanking everybody while I was cooking some steaks on the grill.
Nice.
So I think they serve their place, but you know, I think there's got to be a little bit of forethought put into doing them before you know, maybe mount your phone on your dashboard and start driving and talking.
Yeah, I think he's pretty safe about the driving, but it just worries me, people being in public. You never know what's going to happen in public these days, so not paying attention.
That's
to
true, and I mean,
it's a little weird.
And I would imagine that it would get weird too from a legal standpoint for Twitch, because then you have people on stream that may not necessarily have given their permission to have their, you know, their image. Now I know in a public of like a completely public space that would be okay,
because right,
you can kind of get away with that. But I feel that's probably a kind of a gray area.
So September's in full swing, 10% extra biddies with the Subway emote and half off subscriptions. So if you haven't subscribed to this channel or you want to cheer us on and support right now, it's a perfect time to do it. If you want to wait, do it for Zazaboo when we raid his channel at the end here. He would appreciate that as well. Or you can get two subs for the price of one right now. So you can sub to this channel and his channel for $5 total. What kind of extra growth have you seen this month for September, and what's your thoughts on September overall?
So I've seen a decent amount of growth. This is really September kind of came in right as I hit my affiliate status.
Excellent.
So it's actually been pretty awesome for me. You know, I think it's great. I think it's a really neat thing that Subway got involved in doing. You know, I say on my stream, $5 footlongs, but 250 tier one subs.
You want to sing it for us?
No. I'll sing with the music.
All right, fair enough.
But yeah, I think it's awesome. I love that they're doing the extra bits to as a just an extra incentive. I think it's really cool. I do have one problem with the Subway bits, though, is that on my Plinko cup, on my channel, the Subway bits don't drop into the Plinko cup. And I think they need to really reevaluate where they're at with that, because, you know, I think that's kind of fun.
But so I yeah, like and the Plinko Cup. The Plinko Cup you're talking about is if everybody in the viewers want to look at the VOD box, to the right on screen, to the right of him is a little Plinko Cup. When you drop in biddies there, you have a chance to land in the cup. And sometimes Zaz will do fun games if you can land it in the cup. So it's a fun interactive way that you've actually incorporated that in your stream. So props to you for that.
Yeah, I have a lot of fun with that. I like to give away gift subs if you can land at like a triangle, the purple one, in the cup. Yeah, I love anything that involves interacting with chat. I love. I started streaming because I wanted to make friends. This may sound kind of weird, but you know, when you get older, you sort of, it becomes harder to make new friends just because you get into your groove with work. You know, you kind of get in a routine and it's harder to sort of branch out when you have a family and you're doing the dad thing. So totally it's agree. Been really awesome, being able to make friends in, you know, in cyberspace and kind of on my own time. I really enjoyed the people that I've met. We became good friends.
We have.
So I think it's, that's why I started streaming. And I love it. I just love interacting with chat. I'll sit there and just talk. I don't even need to play games because I'm not that good. So,
do you know who Tfue is? Popular streamer, Twitch streamer.
I do know who he is.
Okay. He's announced he's taking a break from streaming as he feels like he's trapped in a negative crawl space in his mind. Those are his exact words. He's been pretty frustrated while streaming Fortnite, so he took a small break from Fortnite to play some Minecraft right before announcing this news. Plus, the two lawsuits circling around with FaZe, the clan. The FaZe clan. Yes, correct. He's probably under a lot of stress. What's the importance of balancing your mental health while streaming? That's what I was trying to get at.
I think it always needs to come first, just because that's everything. You always got to kind of take care of yourself, not only physically, but mentally. If streaming starts to be a negative force in your life, I don't really know why you would keep doing it unless you're relying on it for income, which he is. But I would imagine that he can probably... You know, maybe I'm not going to pretend to know what his situation is, but you know, if he feels like he can take a break and get, you know, get feeling in the right frame of mind, then that's what he should do. That's what I think. I mean, that's what I would do if I was in that position.
Completely agreed. So with Tfue, geez, I cannot speak tonight. Tfue. With Tfue taking a break, the thou who shall not be name switching platforms, Fortnite hours watched and average viewers are both down 23%, while broadcasting hours are down 27%. So people aren't playing, people aren't watching. Fortnite was considered the king of Twitch for a very long time. Do you think Fortnite will recover? And what do you think is the cause of the decline?
I mean, that's a game that it seems to me like, from what I know about it, tends to keep reinventing itself. And I haven't seen, other than what you just told me about Twitch, I haven't really seen it kind of wane in popularity at all, at least among the kids that I'm around, like my nephew and his friends and whatnot. They all still love it. I mean, my brother, who's, you know, 30 years old, he still plays it constantly. So I can imagine something, if it isn't the thing that recovers, something else will be. The next big thing.
The next big thing, right?
I mean, Fortnite kind of came out of nowhere, from what I understand. So I would imagine that something else will be along to pick up the slack.
Do you think it'll be a battle royal, or do you think it'd be some kind of other genre?
I mean, people love to watch competition. So I would imagine it's going to be a competitive game, probably a battle royal. But who knows? I mean, I know from what I've seen, I can't remember the game off the top of my head, but probably like a month ago, there was a team fight tactics, I want to say. I saw that everywhere.
It grew very huge and then died out very quick.
So I mean there are other games out there. If you want to watch, you know, uncompetitive play, there's plenty of that too on my channel.
Give this man a follow. Last week we talked about Bridget DeVal last week and her not safer work, just chatting streams, and her recent growth in popularity, but it all came to a halting stop this week. Twitch banned Bridget DeVal due to her chat. Apparently she's not moderating her chat at all, and if you aren't aware, it is the streamer's job to make sure that Twitch chat is falling in line with the terms of service. We've talked about the importance of moderators in the chat on this show in the past. What's your take on the suspension and how important are moderators?
I think that if you're not following the rules and you're making waves like that, it's bound to happen. You know, I don't know what kind of things were going on in her chat, but, you know, if terms of service are being broken, the rules are the rules. You know, they're there to protect Twitch legally. And I think as a corporate interest, they have to do that. You know, as far as moderators go, I think moderators are really important. You know, they serve a bigger purpose than I would say that people that don't necessarily stream themselves would know. Like, you have to have good moderators taking care of things for you and helping you. You know, just having you help me out, as you've been, and the official rogue as well, just having you guys help out the way you have is made a big difference for me and helps me focus on being an idiot for, you know, people to laugh at and not having to constantly look at different screens and type and do all kinds of stuff. So I think it's really important to have good moderators. And I think it's important for them to also kind of understand what flies for you and what doesn't, and sort of have people that are in line with your stances on things, just so, you know, stuff doesn't slip through.
Sure. I mean, and or vice versa, right? You could have a moderator that bans somebody that said something that usually they could get away with, and you think it's funny, and maybe the moderator doesn't know them personally and they just take offense to what they say. And
yeah.
So, yeah, it's very important to have moderators that align with your community, not just any random person that you might think would be willing to watch your chat.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. I think a sense of humor and a sense of levity about any kind of situation is kind of important. And I would say for me, I would want to have moderators that, you know, if that happened, we could step back and have a conversation about it.
Of course.
And you know, there'd be no hard feelings, that kind of thing. You know, I think it's important to remember, and I think this is my piece of advice for the night for everybody. It is very easy to misconstrue what somebody is saying when it's just text. Always remember that, because it's very easy to want to read in. If you're already upset about something, it's very easy to want to read your own emotions into a text chat. So that's my little piece of advice.
My wife fights with me all the time through text messages.
Yeah.
Just
and you don't even know it, right?
No, I know it. She doesn't know it.
Oh, okay. So you're the one getting upset. I gotcha.
All right. So, and lastly, the popular Overwatch streamer. Are you an Overwatch fan at all?
You know, that's a game that I've recently become sort of aware of. I know, Pancake Gamer, one of my moderators, he plays it. He's quite a big fan of it. I was scrolling through the television the other day, and I noticed Overwatch League on the Disney Channel, and I stopped and turned that on, and that had something to do with Overwatch. So I've recently just sort of become aware of it.
Is it like a Disney show like that's set in that?
It was called universe? Overwatch League. I think it was competitive esports from the little bit that I saw when I flicked past it.
That's very interesting.
So I might be completely wrong.
Yeah, I haven't watched Overwatch. I know it's very popular, and I've been meaning to catch an Overwatch stream so I could actually catch up and see what it actually is. But I fail at that. I'm always trying to do a bunch of other stuff, so I don't get to watch as much content as I would like to enjoy.
You and me both, brother.
But there's a popular streamer. Her name, I might be butchering this because, once again, I don't watch Overwatch, but I believe it's Faria. She's been warned. She got an email. She got a warning and a VOD deleted. And she was wearing... Oh, they stated she was wearing underwear or lingerie on stream. The Twitch streamer was actually wearing workout clothes, including shorts, a sports bra, and what looks to be like a button-up overshirt that you would kind of like put over the sports bra. So nothing sexual about her outfit at all, but the damage is done. How do you feel about Twitch banning, suspending people who don't deserve to be getting punished, and how can they improve the process? Also, I'll put the link to what she was wearing in the Twitch chat.
The only thing I would say is I'd want to see an even-handed approach. If they're going to take that stance with one streamer, I think they need to take those sorts of stances with everybody. Was she a mature stream? I mean, there are so many details that could play into it.
I don't know if she was a mature stream or not, but literally the only thing you could see was her abs. Like, there was no cleavage showing.
Okay. And there are plenty of streams with cleavage.
Right. Usually, you know, very, very high cut. They don't really show anything. And they do the exact opposite of what guys would want to look at if they were looking for that kind of content anyway.
That sounds like more clothes than most people wear to Walmart.
People of Walmart.com, just saying.
I am in no way affiliated with people of Walmart.com. Of course, everybody would probably laugh with what I'm wearing, because I'm not wearing suit pants. Let's put it that way.
I hope you're wearing something.
I'm wearing something.
All right.
Trust me.
Moving on. Let's focus on you. Why did you get into streaming? I know you said you wanted to meet some friends, but why else did you get into streaming? What are your goals with streaming, both short and long term?
So coming into streaming, I really didn't have any goals. I was like, I play Hearthstone. I should throw that on a stream and see if anybody watches. And really nobody did at first. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to just get over it and get a camera. So I started before I got a camera, just doing the a little bit of voice, and some people watched. Once people started chatting with me and I realized, oh, hey, like, you know, there are people out there that will talk to me and want to hang out. It kind of pushed me into wanting to further what I was doing, because I really, like I said, I got into it just because I wanted to make friends and just have fun. As far as my short-term goals, probably to get Twitch to approve my emotes.
But they haven't been denied yet, so you have that going for
you. They haven't been denied, so that is going for you. You're right. My long-term goals, I mean, who wouldn't really want to play video games and joke around on stream full time? I think that's kind of an amazing pipe dream. I'm 34 years old. I don't know that I'm exactly the top tier of hip and what's going on. So I don't know if that'll ever happen, but you know, if I just maintained what I was doing right now, as far as like having slowly but surely having growth, and trying to improve things at a steady pace. It's more about the journey, I guess, than the goal for me. It's more about meeting the people along the way, and learning new things, because I am learning a lot of new stuff. I mean, I'm dabbling in, you know, sound editing and video editing and learning to use, you know, photo editors, things that I had no need for or didn't do before. I'm no dummy with a computer. I work on a computer all day long. But, kind of branching out and learning a bunch of new stuff has kind of been a big reward for me.
Sure. The things that you can learn just by starting, like, You can spend a lot of money, right? You can spend money and get logos made. You can get highlights made, or you can do it yourself and actually teach yourself a skill, which one day that skill could then lead to a career at itself. Sure, you are 34 years old, but it's not like you're going to retire next year, right? So who's to say that you can't get an editing job, you know, in 5 years learning or using the skills that you picked up while Twitch streaming?
Yeah, and I, you know, I consider the things that I'm learning, and I could see down the road where I would put, you know, if I felt like my skills were good enough, I'd put it on a resume. You know, I have some plans in the future as far as my career that are involved possibly being my own boss. So I don't know that I'll be filling out too many more resumes. Hopefully not. But I'm definitely learning some things that I know that I could use going forward. In any capacity. I'm even distracted by my great gameplay down in that VOD. watching myself get killed. But yeah, I mean, just
RIP in chat.
What's that?
RIP in chat.
Yeah, yeah. I'm already a ghost, you know? How much more dead can you get? But yeah, I think I'm having fun. And that's the biggest thing. I constantly have fun and meet new people, and I feel like I've made some lasting friendships, including you. So I'm happy with the way things are going, and I really, you know, I want to be better than yesterday, like you always say.
I love that people are starting to use that themselves. It's a really good feeling.
Yeah, I've seen that. I've seen that a couple of times, and just in the last few days, I've seen people saying it, and I like that too, because it, you know what, that's exactly the way we all need to treat what we're doing, even if it's non-Twitch. Always be trying to improve yourself.
Oh yeah, and for sure, I don't necessarily mean it only in Twitch, right? You can stop saying a certain curse word today that you said yesterday, and that's better than yesterday. You know, it's very Absolutely. Broad, you know, and it's funny, you said better than I deserve earlier, which is a Dave Ramsey quote yep. for anybody in the chat that is familiar with Dave Ramsey. And that's kind of where I got better than yesterday from, was I took what he said and twisted it a little bit and made it my own. So little piece of nonsense for everybody watching. So you mentioned Twitch emotes. You want to get yours approved. What do you think about the Twitch emote process? I've actually got something in Twitch's community ideas, like to improve their emote stuff. Like, because if you actually get an emote approved and then you want to move it to tier two or tier three, you have to delete it and then reapply it and go through the whole approval process again. So I will actually look for that link. I'm looking for people to support that. What it does is I'm asking them to just put a flag. Is this emote active or inactive? Has it already been approved? If so, you can freely move it from one tier to the other. You don't have to go back through it. You don't have to rename it. So what's your whole thought on the whole Twitch emote approval process?
I mean, I think that is a no-brainer. I think being able to move it wherever you want it once it's approved, that it makes no sense. You can't do that. That just kind of seems like a oversight. But as far as the approval process goes, I hear that it's gotten a lot longer than it used to be, which I don't really understand that. I guess maybe they allocate their resources to maybe back end of the platform, to where they're not, you know, having as many eyes on those. But it seems to me like how long does it take to look at a couple of those? You know, I feel like I could probably get through most of what they need to get approved in, you know, a day or two. But at the same time, who knows? Maybe they go through legal. I don't know. There certainly don't seem to be worried about copyright, because I see plenty that are you know, characters and things that aren't necessarily owned by the person using them. But yeah, I'd like to see it be faster. I think 3 weeks is a little long. A week would probably be good.
Right.
I'd be fine with a week.
I feel like there's like three people working on these.
Yeah.
There are a lot of Twitch affiliates, though, and Twitch partners, and Twitch partners get their approved way faster than affiliates do. So it's like, hey, okay, let's go through the Twitch partners, and then we'll go through some affiliates until the next partner comes through. We'll look at theirs again. So I don't know, maybe they should dedicate, you know, employees to just affiliates and some employees straight to partners. There's probably loads of ways.
I would do it for minimum wage from my house, or, you know,
as a second job. Yeah. I second that. Pay me.
Yeah.
Twitch.
I don't know how they go about that. I like to think that they just sit there for a certain amount of time and are auto approved. You know, it just seems like you could probably leverage the community to do that itself, and you wouldn't have to pay anybody to do it.
Right.
I'm almost certain there are people that would do it for free.
I would believe that.
Yeah.
Appreciate all the questions. Oh, you're good. Zazabu is sick, everybody. So he's been under the weather for a few days.
Pushing through it, though. I got my sneak. I got my Dayquil. I'm good.
Awesome. So you're a big pro wrestling fan, and if people watch your stream, they may catch you in a pro wrestling t-shirt, or they may catch themselves in a finisher in the hands of another viewer, just like you can do here. Do you think your love for pro wrestling has helped you in streaming? We'll stop there. Do you think that it's helped you in streaming at all?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a hobby and a pastime that a lot of people have. I think everybody, you know, everybody knows who The Rock is. You know, everybody remembers Stone Cold pretty much, you know. You know, I think even if you don't get a necessarily like a positive out of it, like, you can always have some fun with it. Like, you know, that stuff's fake, right? I love that. I love when people say that to me, because I'm like, what do you mean? And I like to pretend that I'm really upset.
It's like Ready to Rumble with David Arquette. Wrestling's not fake!
I think you could probably attest to that, right?
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, it's helped me connect with community. Obviously, like, we bonded over it. I love it. I think the over-the-top personalities have kind of inspired me and helped me kind of know what entertainment is, and, you know, try to be a little more sizzled and or a little more steak, you know. I think it's definitely helped me, because if nothing else, it's fun and interactive with the chat. And I pretty much always have it on in the background, even though you can't see it. I'm usually kind of watching it, and I like to comment on it and stuff. And I love to go to live shows.
So because you said it's came over, you like the more steak than the sizzle, and you kind of bring that into your own personality while you're on camera. So I'm going to put you on the spot here. Sorry. But when I watch your streams, when you end your stream, you usually end your stream the same way, every way. So just kind of show everybody what the ending of your stream looks like.
So Kenny Omega is probably one of my favorite wrestlers. If you don't know who he is, he's pretty much one of the best in the world right now. He's amazing. And he has a sign off that he does whenever he would close out a show. And I stole it and I use it. And
borrowed it.
I also have a, I borrowed it. I also have a Kenny Omega emote on its way. So at the end of a show, here's kind of what I'll do. I'll sort of talk about whatever, and then I'll say, and with that, I bid you adieu. And, you know, we'll talk about whatever else we got going on, when the next stream is. And then I'll say something along the lines of goodbye, mwah, and good night. Bang. And then we end.
So awesome, dude.
I try to time it so that I end exactly after I say bang, but sometimes then it's like, oh shit, I forgot to hit raid, and then it's kind of awkward. car.
You need somebody else to like fade out for you.
Yeah.
You need your own video producer on your Twitch streams.
Mr. Producer. Hit my music.
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Oh my gosh. That's
all time.
All time? I'm going to have to go with Ric Flair. He's kind of my spirit animal. There are so many that I love, but he and I share a birthday, and I like to be a jet flying, limousine riding, wheeling, dealing, kiss stealing son of a gun. One of my goals in life is to own a pair of alligator shoes, like Ric Flair. You know, he's kind of before my generation. I got to catch the tail end of his career, but I definitely love him. But I'd say my current favorite wrestler is Kenny Omega, for sure.
So we got some woos in the Twitch chat. Can you
woo?
Oh, you got one better than that. Let's go.
Woo!
What about your all-time favorite match?
All-time favorite match. I mean, this is probably a weird one. But my favorite one to watch, and probably the match that I've gone back and watched the most, I'd say, over the last couple of years, is the G1 special from, I want to say, 2016. It was Kenny Omega versus Tomohiro Ishii for the inaugural IWGP U.S. Championship. And it is one of my favorite matches I've ever watched. Kenny can go with anyone, and Ishii is a strong style, kind of a no-sell sort of guy. He can take a lot of headshots, and it is just one of my favorite matches that I will watch anytime, and I have many, many times.
Where can you find that if somebody wanted to watch that match?
You could find that on YouTube.
Okay.
But I highly recommend New Japan Pro Wrestling if you like wrestling. It's completely worth it to sign up for their video service. And I don't make any money off of that, just full disclosure. I'm just the mark. It's like 999 yen a month, which is like eight something American. But you get their full back catalog back to 1972. And the wrestling there is amazing. I mean, they treat it truly as a sport. And an athletic competition. The camera work, I would say, is probably the best camera work out of all the wrestling shows that you can watch. They know when to cut to different angles and things like that. And I think that makes it. Plus, they have great announce teams. Kevin Kelly and I like when Don Callis is there. If you know who Don Callis is, he's great. He's also on Impact Wrestling. But they bring a lot of the wrestlers onto commentary too, which is great. They have some really charismatic guys. So if you really want to watch that match, I recommend going back and watching, back there, and then watch every Wrestle Kingdom that you can get your hands on. Cause there's amazing matches there to be had too.
So my favorite match would be back in 2001. So mine's way farther back than yours. And it would be actually Kurt Angle versus his name rhymes with Brisk Benoit. And you can find
Crisp,
that from the
Crisp Benoit. I know that guy.
Yeah.
Crisp. Patrick Waugh's brother.
Crisp. 2001. So yeah. Brisk Benoit. It's French.
Yeah. I mean, they had some great matches. I mean, Kurt Angle's a legend. Kurt Angle, and I was a wrestler growing up, Greco-Roman wrestling.
Like collegiate.
In school. Yeah.
But not a fake one.
And Randy Couture and Kurt Angle were like my heroes back then, as far as that went. So seeing Kurt have the career that he's had and kind of his fall from grace, I connect with him a lot. He's a great entertainer, he's a great singer too. If you've never heard him sing, I'm a big fan.
So,
and I was happy to see him come back to WWE.
What advice would you have given yourself about streaming prior to you starting streaming?
Don't be afraid to get on camera. Don't be afraid to be yourself. And you know, don't really be nervous. There's nothing to be nervous about. You're just talking to a camera. And probably the main thing I would say to myself is save up your money first, because you're going to need it for cameras and mics and stuff. Mainly just be yourself and be comfortable in your skin. There's only one you, so be you.
That is very...
Don't be the next Rock. Be the first you.
Right, right. And you can use things from The Rock, right? That kind of makes you similar, in that you have the same mannerisms, you use kind of sort of like the same catchphrases, but you changed it a little bit. Yeah, you raised your eyebrow. You know, you could do certain things like that that sure. Still makes you you, as long as you're not doing everything to rip him off.
Yeah,
right?
And I mean, you look at people like Dr. Disrespect. Like, clearly he's a character, but you know, that's him being that character. He created that. That's something he created. I think about him because he kind of reminds me of sort of an over the top, like 80s, I don't know, Macho Man / Rick Rude. I don't know. I mean, and you know, I'm actually a pretty mild mannered guy, but I get wound up on stream. I like to have fun. There's parts of you that you can alter, but always keep your own, always stay true to yourself, I guess, when you're streaming, because people are going to like if you're genuine, and so, they will know if you're faking.
So it's already 10:03. I do apologize. We're running late because we got a 20-minute late start, but are you good on time still?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay. Let's continue then.
I hear my peanut out there running around like a crazy person.
It's only 10 o'clock at night. She's not supposed to be in bed.
No. Well, see, she's staying up because I want to be able to say goodnight to her.
Oh, so, that's so sweet.
Plus, it's
dude.
Clash of Champions tonight, so her and mommy are having a good time.
Oh, and we're missing it.
Watching that, yeah.
So what's the importance of networking then?
Networking is probably the most important thing that you can do outside of your stream. I mean, obviously you're doing it while you're interacting with your chat, but you gotta pound the pavement, I guess, or the internet pavement. I don't know what you would call that, the inner tubes. I think it's really important because
they call that the informational superhighway, right? So highway without pavement.
Yeah, you got to pound that internet pavement. You know, I've done a lot of things outside of the interweb. Just stupid things like writing my web address on my whiteboard at work and getting my friends to come check out my channel and that kind of thing. I literally, like, I think the week that I hit affiliate a couple of weeks ago, I gave the pizza dude my web address to come check out the stream. Cause I, you know, I see him once in a while and I was like, hey, he's like, hey, what are you up to? I was like, oh, I was just streaming. He's like, oh, you stream on Twitch. I was like, yeah, man, let me, and I wrote it on the receipt. And, I don't know if he's ever come and checked it out or not, cause I haven't seen him since, but I think it's really important to not only, you know, talk to other streamers or talk in a Discord chat, which I think is probably the biggest thing that's helped me is Discord. But IRL interaction is important too. But one of the biggest things that I've done as far as networking is I take the time to go and chat in other people's chats. If it's something that I'm interested in or a person that I'm interested in wanting to interact with, just go and talk to them. And it's not really a follow for follow kind of thing. It's more of a, hey, let's create a relationship and let's talk, you know. I want to try to remember things that they tell me about themselves. It's a lot like regular business. You just sort of you create a relationship with a person, even that one person, you know, it might not seem like a lot, like, oh, you're only spending all this time to get one person. But if that person becomes loyal and faithful, they're going to tell other people. And if nothing else, you've made a friend. So I think networking is probably the thing that most people probably miss early on, especially younger streamers, maybe. I think you understand the importance of it. I understand the importance of it. But for newer, younger streamers, I would say that if you can focus on that, you don't necessarily have to be the best at Fortnite. You just have to, you know, be good enough that people will want to hang out.
Sure. And you mentioned Discord. We do have a Discord channel that you are an extremely huge part of keeping up with, and you're part of the leadership team on that. So I will link that in the chat. It's not about followers. It's about making friends there. So yeah. If that's something that you're into, that's something you'd be interested in, click that link, join our Discord, interact with us. We would love to have you there. So what about business cards?
Come share your memes with us. business cards.
Do you have any,
I love the idea of business cards. I love those.
This one's all messed up. I'm showing one on stream, but
I'm seeing it on delay.
My youngest got a hold of it, and this one is like, this is pretty much trash now, but
yeah.
I've got 499 left.
I love the idea of business cards or t-shirts, anything you can put your logo on and get it out there. That's on my agenda. I am looking to get a logo redesign first. And once I do that, I'm planning on putting out merch, t-shirts, you know, that kind of thing. But definitely business cards. I think, you know, when you had Geek Stuff OG on, he talked about, you know, taking them to comic shops, taking them to conventions, just handing them out to anybody. And plus, it's pretty fun to be like, oh, hey, let me give you my. I think that's a fun thing. So I highly recommend. I hate when I wish I had one with me and can't give somebody my card on a professional basis. So I definitely want to get some cards made for the old channel.
I'll send you a link out off stream so we can get you started with that, dude.
Cool.
So while you're streaming, you can see the viewer number staring you in the face, unless you turn it off, right? So are you a fan of turning that off? Do you keep it on? Does it affect your mood at all? How do you deal with streaming for that? What looks like nobody, right?
So I have kind of a minimum level of, I'm always going to talk crap on myself and make fun of what I'm doing because I'm crazy and I talk to myself anyway. So the viewer number to me, like, I get hyped not by the number, but by who's interacting in chat. The more chat there is, the more elevated I'm going to get. I think it's important to maintain a certain level, whether there's zero there or 20 there. Or 100 or 1,000, you know, whatever. You know, if I, let's say I go into a stream thinking, okay, I'm gonna at minimum do 2 hours of a stream. I'll do my 2 hours, and if things are going well, I'll probably keep going. If it's, you know, dead chat and the numbers are down, I'm not gonna keep going, but I am gonna still put in that 2 hours like I planned on doing, you know, because I'm gonna do that whether there's people there. But I may not, you know, I may not hang out for 4 or 5 hours or 6 hours or however long the world's longest Zelda speed run takes. but, you know, I can definitely tell after a short stream when maybe things haven't gone so well, I can say, oh, you know, it wasn't my best one, you know, but you know what, on a Thursday night, maybe people aren't hanging out, you know, maybe they're busy. So not everybody's on all the time. Excuse me. Sorry about that.
No worries.
But yeah, I mean, I think it depends. It's going to depend on the streamer. It's going to depend on your personality, whether you want to leave that number on or not. For me, I like to look at it. I like to see who's there. But like I said, I'm going to try to bring it no matter what. I just, you know, my duration is more what depends on it than my level of intensity. Excuse me.
You good? You need a minute? Yeah, get some sneak.
Sneak's all gone. I'm already hyped.
Don't forget, you can ask questions for Zaz. I call him Zaz. He's Zazaboo, but Zaz is the nickname I gave him, so he's just got to kind of deal with it. But
most people call me Zaz.
Ask your questions in chat. Make sure you tag me so I can see them. All the questions earlier I already received, so we'll be getting into those questions just momentarily.
All right.
All right, so let's talk about technical issues. Talk about some of the issues you've had, some of the issues you've overcome, and how you've learned from them.
So technically speaking, I've had a lot to learn, and luckily I have good people that I can ask questions to, mainly you. but I've learned a lot about sound and video. My main thing is I'm limited by I stream off of a laptop, so I'm limited by my hardware. So I've had to try to, you know, tweak and figure that out a little bit. I'm actually getting ready to try a different streaming program just to see if I can take some of the workload off of my processor. So it'll be a little bit of a learning experience switching over. I've learned a ton about editing sound and things for sound effects. That's one thing I love, is having sound effects for subscribers. They kind of get their own little personal thing. I know lots of channels do that, and I love it. That's one of my favorite things. So learning to do that and fighting with YouTube and trying to get clips off of there, and just little things like making scene transitions and that kind of thing, it's definitely, the more you do it, the easier it becomes. It's one of those muscles that you build. I think the biggest thing is just jump in and don't be afraid to try, because you can always uninstall and start over.
All right, so we gotta take a break real quick just to view Twitch chat. They're going crazy with your name, so I'm gonna read off to you a couple of the things that they're calling you right now.
Okay. Oh my goodness.
So we've got Zazzy from Odd Dog Oasis.
Okay. But
JJ80 like said Zazzarino and Zazzalicious.
Zazzalicious.
Zazzalicious. Zippy the Cat said Zabroski.
Zabroskis.
Yes.
Woo woo woo.
You know it. Zyroth said he sure has enough pizzazz for this gig.
I love it. I love it.
Odd Duck Oasis with Zazzini, Symphonic with Zazzyboo. Zippy the Cat with We All Need to Do Some Zazz Hands for Zazz.
Oh, I love it.
The JJ, I think she's calling you Zazzicious.
Zazzicious?
Yeah, like delicious, but Zazzicious.
Oh. Zazzicious? Yeah, I am pretty delicious. I'll 100% agree with that one.
Zazzabeard.
Take one look at me. I mean, come on.
Zazzabeard. Zazzalician. The possession of the Christ. The passion of the Christ. And Zazzing. So, yeah, that was some pretty good stuff there.
I like it. Just don't call me late for dinner. It's the only thing I care about.
Ooh,
call me
anything. Dad joke.
Yeah.
So we're wrapping up here. So anything you can tell people starting to stream, what advice would you give them?
Just jump in and do it. Do a little, you know, do some reading, obviously, on the technical aspects of what you're going to need to do. And, you know, put in the work. Be prepared to put in the work, because it's going to take some work. There's going to be frustrating times when you just can't stay connected, or you know, your camera is glitching out, things like that. I know I had a stream pretty early on, probably my second or third week with a camera, where I just couldn't stay connected to Twitch. And, you know, after a few minutes, I had to give up and go back to the drawing board. But I didn't just give up and walk away. You know, I stuck with it and spent the rest of the time I had planned to stream on trying to figure out what I did wrong. So really, it's just be prepared to put in the work and don't be afraid to try new things.
Awesome. Very good advice for everybody. So let's move into some questions from chat. Once again, if you are in chat, you have a question for Zazinator. I was grabbing another name.
Zazinator.
Yeah. Nice. If you have a question, please type it in Twitch chat now. If we don't get to all the questions, you can still ask him when we read his channel. He'll be going live as soon as this is over and he can get set up. So, you know, probably 5 minutes after we let him go. He probably wants to also.
One thing I always mark almost
bed,
all
right?
My streams, ask me anything. So always feel free to ask me anything.
Is that a category in Twitch?
It is.
Oh, I did not know that. I should add that to.
Do people look at categories?
I don't think so. I think tags are the most underutilized thing in Twitch at the moment. Yeah. Because Twitch doesn't offer a good way to search by tags. And I think that's mostly Twitch's fault, not anybody else's fault.
And so. I'm surprised by some of the lack of tags that I would think would be in there at times. I can't think of any off the top of my head, but I know I've looked for several that just there's nothing in there.
Sure.
Being able to enter your own tag would be nice. Of course, that might get out of hand, so who knows.
Symphonic313 in Twitch chat actually just said, I'm a live sound tech for a church and trying to be efficient and seamless is my goal every week, which is interesting because, well, I'll let you say it.
Yeah, so I actually do sound and video for my church. It's a challenge. That is a lot of work, so more power to you. I would love for you to maybe hit me up on Discord sometime and we can talk about what your setup is and what you do and kind of what I do. Let's share some pointers, because that's a great ministry. That's a great thing that is a lot of work, and I think people don't realize how much work that actually is.
Zyroth mentioned a good point here. He said it must be a hassle with all the echo. How do you deal with the echo of or the reverb of a big church hall? And bringing that over to like the actual audio mixing.
You have to put in a lot of time before you ever get to the point where you're live with the sound. And there's always going to be times where you have to deal with it live. But you know, when you're dealing with the same preacher or whatever over and over again, you kind of get to know their levels of what they're going to speak at. Special music's when it gets kind of tough, so you have to put in time beforehand to make sure that you have things the way they need to be set.
And just to kind of piggyback off of that, how long have you been doing sound and video for your church, and how much does it differ or help as far as your Twitch streaming goes?
So not long. I've been doing the sound for about a year, and we just added the video. We got some quotes to add video monitors and things, and they wanted like tens of thousands of dollars. So we came up with our own way of doing it. We ran some network cable, mounted some like 80-inch TVs, and we actually use a program called AirParrot to stream to the TVs. And we sort of did it on the fly and learned, and it works out great. We have a little bit of trouble sometimes with videos. We just have to, you know, spend some time beforehand making sure everything works right, which isn't always easy because sometimes you get things last minute that you need to use. And it's definitely helped. It made me feel more confident going into streaming, knowing a little bit about sound. Obviously, I'm just using a computer and a mic here. Where there, I've got a giant soundboard and two computers to worry about.
It's coming though, right?
What's that?
Long-term goals. It's coming though, right?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm the next Harris Heller. Watch.
You can't say that. I already say that.
Okay. I'll be the next you.
You can be Lemonade. No, you don't want to be Lemonade?
I'm sorry. You actually, I heard Aid. I'm not sure what you said.
No, I said, if I'm Harris Heller, you can be Lemonade.
Okay, yeah, there we go. All right. I'll be your off-screen guy.
Nice. So let's get to Twitch questions. Justin okay. Enrage V2 in Twitch chat asks, what are the games that you're drawn to?
You know, I've recently really got drawn to a couple of different shooters. Like, I love Borderlands 3. I just started playing that. Anything with a good story I like. I love RPGs. I'm a big D&D player. So I love role-playing games. So RPGs have always kind of been my life. I think probably like early on, like some of the older Final Fantasy games, I was always really a fan of. And of course, Final Fantasy VII is like the greatest game of all.
I think so Discord's RPGs cutting out your sound a little bit. Can you either speak up or speak a little bit closer to the mic?
Sure. I think I did get kind of quiet there. But RPGs mainly is kind of like my passion as far as games go. I love games like Detroit Become Human. I had a blast watching you play through that. I can't wait to get that. They really need to bring that out. PC, it's bugging me. But you know, I like other stuff too. Like, I love playing the Zelda speedruns because Zelda Link to the Past is a game that I played a ton growing up. I like weird RPG games too, like Earthbound. If you've never seen that, it's a bizarre game and I love it. So I'm drawing, I will play any kind of game really too. I love puzzle games. I love any kind of game. There's very rarely ones that I, you know, there's not a genre, let's say, that I'm not at least slightly interested in playing some of the top titles.
That's amazing. Zyroth wants to know, what's your favorite RPG, though? And Justin Rage V2 said, R.I.P. Hank.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Hank. It's all right. You killed off Connor plenty of times before that. I feel like it was fair. Including Hank blew his head off. Probably Final Fantasy VII is definitely the top of the pile for me. That game was like sort of the right place at the right time when I was that age. I still go back and play it. I bought it as soon as I realized it was on Nintendo Switch. I bought it so that whenever I'm just like laying on the couch, I can play a little Final Fantasy VII. I actually love watching speed runs of Final Fantasy VII. It's I know it's kind of a weird thing to want to watch, but I love seeing the I love just seeing that game over and over. I'm just drawn to it.
You should get a capture card so we can capture some of your Switch play too. That'd be cool.
Yeah. Yeah. That's definitely on the list of stuff. You know,
it
you just made the list. you stupid idiot. I don't play my Switch as much as I'd like to. I've been spending a lot of time on PC. I also have a PlayStation 4. That I don't spend enough time on either. But I love my Switch for the main fact that my daughter loves my Switch and she loves to play two player. She always tells me, I want to play two player. So we love to play Mario and those kind of things together. It's a lot of fun. And I like that they are porting in a lot of the old titles because that's what gets me going. I like playing the games that I played growing up.
Symphonic just put a really good punny in Twitch chat. So he said to switch things up with the stream. So that's pretty good.
That is good. I like that.
Oasis wants to know, you said I'm pretty much into all games. So she wants to know if you play The Sims as well.
You know, I used to play The Sims. And I think her and I have talked before. my Sims used to constantly catch themselves on fire. Cause I'm a poor caretaker apparently. But, I did play The Sims when it first came out. But I, as far as those games go, Sims City for Super Nintendo was my jam. I loved that game. I played that game so much. I love Sims City. Now, the Sims Cities now have gotten pretty complicated to the point where I haven't played one in a while. It's one of those things I'd like to go back and give a try. But I love Sims City for Super Nintendo. It's definitely one of my favorites.
I didn't know they and still also made Sims Cities.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I actually when I was growing up, we had a like an old Macintosh computer and they came out with a game called Sim Farm.
Yes.
For Apple, and I played the crap out of that.
And then there's Farmville for Facebook. Don't forget that.
There was. I played that too. I played that too.
Game recommendation in chat. She said you'd probably like City Skylines. That was Odd Duck Oasis as well.
Okay, I'll have to check that out. I'm guessing that's like Sim City.
Yeah, we could go back old school, like Zippy the Cat says, and go Oregon Trail.
Hey, there you go. You know what? Recently, I played a browser version of Oregon Trail when I was working.
Being groomed for that manager position.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Nothing like middle management.
But JJ80 in Twitch chat asked, as someone who took a mental break from streaming and is thinking of starting again, what is your advice for the very first stream back?
Try to build some hype beforehand. Get people there to watch. I would say play Realm Royale because I know you play that. And invite me and I'll play with you.
Yeah, that's actually a good idea, is doing a collaborative stream for your first stream back. If you took something off because of mental issues, I personally probably wouldn't bring attention to the time off. If you announce you were taking time off, sure. But when you're coming back, let's just start fresh, I think. And sure,
that's also good.
Kind of keep going, and maybe a collab stream would be good to kind of help you through that first one.
Hey, one of my favorite streams. Well, it wasn't my stream; it was Ghost's stream. Was when we played Overcooked.
Yes,
that was a lot of fun. I love that game.
We played.
I own that game on Switch as well.
We need to stream that. Actually, again, we need to do another collab stream.
I'm sold. Let's do it.
I will give my own personal opinion on if you are doing collab streams. If you're going to do one, try to be the only one streaming. Because it's very distracting when people are all talking to their own chats. If you have some good friends that will stream with you, and when we played Overcooked 2, actually, I was streaming. I ended up stop streaming. I raided Ghost Fighter this way that we weren't fighting over each other. And there was an awkward silence on his end because he was trying to welcome everybody to his stream. And I was just like, hey, guys, just hold on. I ended up just raiding everybody to his stream so they could hear what he was saying. And we all just collaborated together at that point. So if you can do a collab stream where you're the only one streaming, it's going to help the viewers out so much more because everybody's now just in your chat. They're not missing things from other people's chats as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I do my every Saturday. We do the smack talking nephew episode. So, and my brother is also always playing with us. So there's at least three people. Neither of them are streamers and it works out fine. I mean, Jake's always like, are you talking to me? Cause he's, you know,
How old is Jake?
Jake is 7.
Okay.
And he's better than you and you know it. and he'll tell you. he always tells me, you stink at Fortnite. I'm like, yeah, that's not really news to anyone.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I love that kid.
All right. Zippy the Cat in Twitch chat wants to know, how do you feel about people who are not sure what to... She said, what not sure what's to starting out? Like, how do you deal with what to start first? And should you try to stick to one thing or try to do everything all at once? So I think she means the starting out streaming. So what is the first step to start streaming?
Just play what you like. You know, I started out playing Hearthstone. I like Hearthstone. Once I realized that I wanted to continue to grow my channel, and I'm not that great at Hearthstone, so like not that many people really want to watch me play it because I'm not that good. I switched to other games that I like, but at the time that was the number one game that I played, and now I play that offline when I'm just on my own time, and it's kind of nice to kick back and do that. I would say the main thing is play something that you like.
Very important.
You know, it's good to start out new games down the road, and don't be afraid to put it down if you really don't like it. But I definitely play what you like, and just don't be afraid to get on there and talk and just have fun. Cause I mean, at worst, the worst thing that can happen is no one watches. And like, then you're just a crazy person talking to yourself, which is fine. Cause so was I. Now I'm a crazy person talking to a couple of other people. It just put yourself out there. Don't be afraid. That's my main piece of advice.
So on that note, I think if you aren't extremely good at a certain game, you're probably not going to get a lot of viewers anyway, right? Like you have professional Fortnite players. And people flock to that stream because that person is just extremely good at Fortnite.
Yeah.
I think that variety streamers are more common these days. And I mean, you're watching the streamer for the person and not exactly the game. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I would say there's probably two different kinds. Well, really, there's three because there's a mix of the two. But there are people that go on because they want to see good gameplay and they want to try to improve their skills by watching streams. And there are times that I'll do that. Like I watch speedrunners of Link to the Past. You know, I try to pick people that I want to interact with, but there are times where I watch people that I don't necessarily care for the personality, but they're really good at the game. I think there are viewers like that. And then there are viewers that are just there because they want to chat. They want to kick back, relax. You know, maybe they're sitting at their, maybe they're playing a game on the side, you know? So I think that there's market space for both people. Obviously, the people with millions of viewers are probably going to be competitive gamers. But like right now, there's a guy that I follow named Caleb Hart 42 that is playing Final Fantasy X, and he is a Final Fantasy VII speedrunner. That's all he does. There are 2,500 people watching him play a game that's pretty old, and he's not really playing it competitively. So there's definitely market share for people out there, no matter what sort of mold you come from.
And just to kind of piggyback, Robot Co-op, so phenomenal. Just to piggyback off of Zippy the Cat's question, though, also technical wise, some people may not be able to have top quality hardware that they can download OBS and they can do that. So what about just streaming with what you got, right? You have a Xbox and a microphone. Do you suggest people start with that, or do you suggest that they wait until they can get better stuff?
I think that starting with what you got is important just because you can go on and build your brand, you know, make your friends. If you want to get into having that an elaborate setup, you can, you know, if you just want to chill and play games and have somebody to chat with, there's nothing stopping you from doing that too. You know, I don't have the best equipment in the world. I've spent a little bit of money on a camera. But I have a gaming laptop that, you know, it struggles. And I'm limited by it, but, you know, there's always, you know, if you let's say you have a computer that can handle games, or your Xbox or whatever, you know, a cheap laptop can actually handle the streaming. So you can use two crappier computers to stream if you use them in tandem. without spending thousands of dollars, you know, if you already have that kind of stuff laying around. But I think that depending, you know, if your skill is good enough and people want to watch you for your skill, they're probably not going to care what your stream looks like. If people are there for your personality, and they can see you, I think a camera is really important. You know, there are few people that can pull it off without it, but you have to be a big personality and a big talker. And don't be afraid to just constantly fill air because people can't see you. But I think jumping right in is the thing to do. Cause that's what I did and it worked for me. So
I think you're right on point there. And how else are you going to be better than yesterday if you don't just start off fresh today, right?
Journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Ooh, I like that. And now I'm thinking about the song 1,000 Miles.
I would walk 500 miles and I would walk. If you like Doctor Who, they do a great version of that song. When David Tennant was leaving Doctor Who, they did like a music video. It's hilarious.
All right, let's try to get these next few questions rather quickly because we're like 40 minutes late now from your raid. So yeah, we probably could be, and we could talk for hours.
We'll have a talk show. Let's do it.
We talked about that off stream. Yeah, we should probably get that in the works. Actually,
yeah, I'm in, dude.
All right, so 100%. TR Justin 22 wants to know what gave you the idea of Zazaboo for your name. So where did the origin of Zazaboo come from?
Good question.
Behind the music, I have used Zazaboo.
I have used Zazaboo forever. Like literally, that's why I wasn't really afraid to say my name at the beginning of the stream because you could figure out who I am pretty easy. Because I have
wait one second.
Used
Sorry,
since I
Sorry.
Was like.
I said TR what? Justin 22. He corrected me. It's Justin Enraged V2.
I know who you meant.
I use his old name, so my bad. But go ahead.
I've used Zazaboo forever. It's been my name since I played EverQuest, the original. So it's a long time ago because you know how old that game is. It's been around forever. It was my first character. I'm pretty sure it was one of those like I randomly generated, but then I kind of like tweaked it. And it's been my name ever since, pretty much everywhere that I've ever had a username. Unless it only let me use an email address, then it was something different.
Then it was so Zazaboo at AOL.com, right?
Probably.
Was your AOL Zazaboo?
Reach me on AIM. I definitely have an AIM. You probably find my my MySpace.
That's amazing.
Hit me up on MySpace. Slide into those DMs over there.
Do you check that still?
No.
I missed the name, but somebody asked what was the first thing you streamed. We already talked about that. We said it was Hearthstone, correct?
Yep.
They've been wanting to stream for a long time, but they don't even know what to start with. You would just echo the sentiment of stream something you enjoy, right?
Stream what you like and what you know, unless you want to completely like, you know, if you want to do a fails type stream where you mess up all the time, you could do like I do and just play games that are way too hard for you.
All right, and last question from Zippy the Cat in Twitch. She asked, what is your favorite John Hugh movie?
John Hugh.
Huge?
It was John
Hugh. H-U-G-H-E.
Like 16 Candles, John Hughes? Is that who we're talking about here?
Let me Google.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's who we're talking about. Probably, I mean, what?
John Hughes. Breakfast. American filmmaker,
Breakfast. Yeah, Breakfast Club is John Hughes, right? I love that movie.
Breakfast Club, Ferris Bueller's Day Off, 16 Candles, Pretty in Pink, Weird Science.
Which one of those isn't an amazing, like, cult classic, though? I mean, all of them. The joke I made, though, was from Jay and Silent. Well, no, it was from Dogma, right? 16 Candles, John Hughes.
Ah, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, he did Flubber too.
Flubber.
rest in peace, Robin Williams.
All right. So, in Twitch chat, are you have Twitch open right now?
Chat? No, I don't have chat open.
Can you open?
I'm watching. Chat? I can't.
Let everybody know where to find you at. I got your Twitch on lockdown, but let's wrap this up.
Tattoo? I see Tattoo.
Tattoo?
Yeah, so find me. It might even be easier. You can go to zazaboo.tv. It takes you right to my stream. On Twitter and Instagram, I am zazaboo1 because some schlub took my other one. Because I wasn't on either of those as Zazaboo.
Maybe you should be Zazaboo-boo.
Zazaboo-boo.
Or Zazanator.
Just because,
tons of rebranding names for you.
Yeah, yeah. What's wrong with my name? It's pretty much my identity.
Oh, no.
It's been me since I was 14. Zazaboo-boo.
And any closing thoughts?
Zazaboob. I like that.
Zazaboob. Any closing thoughts? Anything you want to plug?
I'll try not to. Just watch out for our upcoming talk show where we're two grumpy old men critiquing things.
Yeah, I think that should be on a Fighter X1's Twitch channel too.
Yeah. And join the Discord. Join Fighter X1 Discord if you haven't already. It's a fun place. Come post memes. Share your rare Pepes. And let's talk about wrestling.
Awesome. I thank you so much for joining the stream tonight, dude. It's been a lot of fun.
Dude, thanks for having me. I've had a blast.
Yeah, we got to do this again soon. And what are you streaming tonight?
So I'm going to play kind of the second, third, I would say, of a Link to the Past randomizer that I was playing on stream last night.
Awesome. So we get to continue watching you do more deaths. As a ghost.
Yeah. Yep. All, ghosts can die.
Awesome.
That's very clear.
Thanks again so much, dude. I will see you in your stream in just a few minutes.
Thank you, sir.
All right, man.